Every now and then, you run into such fierce opposition, such an onslaught, that it leaves you reeling. Where did that come from? How did that happen? It just knocks the stuffing out of you. Sometimes it's other people. They behave so badly. They react so unpredictably. They're disloyal. They're uncaring. They use you for their own ends. And the closer they are to you, the more it hurts. Other times, it's circumstances. Just the other evening on the news, there was a thing where a policeman made a routine traffic stop and was shot dead by the man he'd stopped. Doubtless, that morning, he, his wife and his children, they got up, they had their showers, they had their breakfast, they got themselves ready for work and for school, pretty much the same as every other morning. But by 2 in the afternoon, his wife was a widow and his children had lost their father. And when the news reported on the man who'd done this terrible thing, I tell you, his rap sheet, it was like evil personified. And you know what I think makes it all worse? It's the shock factor, the unexpectedness, the suddenness with which these terrible things happen. People, circumstances, sometimes they take a terrible turn. So either we throw our hands in the air, we suffer, we mourn, or we press on and we battle and fight and kick and scream and we're so engrossed in what's going on that we make a big mistake. We imagine that it's a battle that's just taking place in our little corner of the here and now. We imagine that we're just battling against people or circumstances or both. But can I tell you, every time you step out and do something good, something for Jesus, something that in your heart of hearts you know he wants you to do, it's as though the gates of hell open up and the devil unleashes his legions against you. Now, that's not just a figure of speech. That's not just Bernie waxing the lyrical. That's actually what's going on. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Laugh at me if you will, but there is a spiritual dimension to life, and you and I, we have enemies in dark places. It's as much a spiritual battle as it is a physical one, and we ignore that spiritual dimension at our own peril. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.